Several years ago, after an illness brought on from my childhood, I found myself putting Jesus at the end of my bed. He was very close to me and gave me the strength to pull through. My legs were affected, and one day he gave me the idea to get down to the riding stables. The urge to get there was tremendous. Normally, this would have taken 10 minutes. Moving very slowly and resting frequently on nearby walls, I arrived at the stables some half an hour later. Jesus had arranged for a perfect horse for me, all ready to go out. I asked if someone could lift me up. My healing started, and a few months later, my legs recovered, and with glee, I was able to do the rising trot. Jesus was with me all the way. He took my sin upon the cross, and he did nothing to deserve it. Those that were responsible for my illness, I knew I must forgive, as Jesus forgives us, and repent of my sins. And now my heart belongs to Jesus. This testimony I have used to help others and to glorify his name. I daily spend time with him, being in his presence, praising, thanking, praying for others, and most of all, his direction for the day and reading the Bible. My favourite scripture is John chapter 5, verse 24. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. In my daily walk, Psalm 121 is most special to me. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. The Reverend John Ryland and his wife Gillian have been a great help, introducing me to the healing power of God. Also, this wonderful Baptist church, the teaching and the love and fellowship here has made such a difference to our lives. I give great thanks to our dear Father.
Amen.
I was confirmed in the Church of England 35 years ago. Since then, I've gradually grown closer to Jesus and have become more and more reliant on him, especially when made redundant at the age of 52. Jesus and the church really helped me. One night I felt a pain in my leg and heard a voice, which I believe was God, saying, "I want you." God showed me the need for a gardener in the parish. After 35 years of long hours and stress in a city desk job, gardening was a physical and spiritual uplift. What a great God. He turned bad into good for myself and the parish. This was a happy time in his service. And he provided for us in various ways, financially down to the last penny, and improved health and fitness. Understanding what Jesus did for me on the cross by taking away my sins and offering me eternal life through repentance has become most important to me. Glimpses of eternal life have shown God's eternal presence. His loving and caring have carried me through testing times and trials, and I want to give my life to him and praise him forever. This baptism is the next big step towards a deeper relationship with God, together with studying the Holy Bible every day. Many scriptures come to mind urging baptism, but I especially like Luke 4, 14 to 21, which concludes with, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." I thank all the people in the church here, in the office, in the prayer team, in the house group, for all the help and encouragement they've given us. Thanks be to God.
Heavenly Father, we want to pray that as Ron and Margaret are now baptised, that this would be special not just for them, but for those of us who are witnessing this important step in their lives. We pray that the Holy Spirit would be especially active at this time. Amen. Amen. Now, Peter and John are going to be baptising today, so if they'd like to come down into the water. And Margaret's going to be first.
So these are the promises that everyone who is baptized can make, will make. For any of you considering baptism, it doesn't have to always be a testimony read out in that way. It doesn't always have to be a baptism in the way you may have seen it before, as you will see in a moment. But we always make these promises. These are the promises you're going to make. Do you renounce the devil and all his works? Do you renounce the world and all the things in it that would draw you away from Christ? Relying on God's help, do you turn to Christ, asking for forgiveness and for his strength to overcome all the temptations of the flesh? Lord, you have heard the prayer of your servant to follow you. Cleanse her from all that is evil, and grant that she may have power and strength to have victory and to triumph against the devil, the world, and the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Do you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your Saviour and Lord? With the help of the Holy Spirit, do you promise to serve him in the church and in the world unto your life's end?
I do.
So, Margaret, upon a profession of your faith and in obedience to the command of Christ, we baptize you in the name of God the Father,
Amen.
God the Son,
Amen.
And God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works? Do you renounce the world and all the things in it that would draw you away from Christ? Relying on God's help, do you turn to Christ, asking for forgiveness and for his strength to overcome all the temptations of the flesh?
I renounce the world, the flesh, and the devil, and turn to Christ alone.
So, Lord, you have heard the prayer of your servant to follow you. Cleanse him from all that is evil, and grant that he may have power and strength to have triumph against the devil, the world, and the flesh. Amen. Ron, do you acknowledge Jesus Christ to be your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, do you promise to serve him in the church and in the world unto your life's end?
I do.
So, Ron, upon a profession of your faith and in obedience to the command of Christ, we baptize you in the name of God the Father,
Amen.
God the Son,
Amen.
And God the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we're going to sing a hymn as the the children are going to go off to their classes, and the teenage group will go off upstairs.
Thank okay. you.
To be my
Please sit down. Brenda, would you like to come forward now, please?
I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 9. Chapter 9, starting at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from this time and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Oh. Sorry.
What a passage.
John, can you see how Ron and Margaret are getting on?
Yeah.
On? I want to welcome them into the membership of the church. Let's stand up and sing something while we're waiting for them. What can we have, Peter?
His name is Wonderful. Isn't it? Yes.
To bring a testimony, then she wants.
Hi, everybody. About 9 or 10 years ago, I had shingles
in my head and down the right side of my face. And it seemed to affect my eyes, my eyesight, and my right eye. I had to go to see a consultant, and he really left me with an open invitation to go for surgery sometime if the pressure didn't decrease in my eyes. Now, if I've got shallow angle, narrow